what we have here is an awesome collaboration. It's the essence of music. We got the rhythm. Yeah, that right there. And I got some help. I'm gonna introduce him. Gotta be Kareem. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we the black presence. Me and Khalif take it back to the essence. Scrapping for repping. Born spars embedded in back of my brethren. Laughing to set it off, smashing the second. Cashing the weapons, left lasting impressions. Off mad indiscretions, pause. We the back drafts to the pressure saw. Gotta be Kareem, letting off. I'm everything the force needs to be a better bro. Get the gold mine, real estate, the whole nine and the sauce. Put it all together for a leather sauce.
Welcome to this special edition of, this is going to be an in-between of Lando Cal and Straight Out Low Cash scenario all at the same time. We are going to give you what to do and what not to do at the Black Panther premiere. So this is quick little joint for you just to have, just to know what you need to be doing, what you don't need to be doing when you come in for the Black Panther thing. Theme, Matt, and with Matt, what's going on, my brother?
What's happening, man? That's the word.
So you, what
joyous,
you got? What you got?
Off, night.
You want me to go? I got a couple written down. You want me to go and go first? All right. First off, I would say, black people, please don't bring in too many outside food and beverages.
Keep
it to a minimum. Like, don't be in there with, coming in with a backpack.
Yeah.
Like, you got the full Popeyes 20 piece, the biscuits. You got a 40. You got, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, that goes
you
into, like,
you got plastic cups to pass around.
Don't be intentionally niggerish.
Yeah,
exactly. This film isn't about being niggerish. Like, I see plenty of people out here like, yo, I'm finna take, like, a whole thing of Hennessy.
No.
I'm about to take, like, a fish plate. Like, why? Like, this is, like, the perfect opportunity for us to be, like, decadent, dope black people. Like, don't, like, be intentionally niggerish. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going in this joint. Yeah, I got a Scully on. I'm about to go see it in, like, an hour.
Yeah,
so
I'm
you know
seeing
what I'm saying?
About an hour after you. So.
I got a Scully on. I got on the Black History Month J's. Like, I got that. It's an all-black viewing, though. So, like, the whole thing is all-black to go see the movie. Yeah,
oh,
black
shit.
Carpet.
See, I got white people with me potentially in mind.
Yeah, see,
which I'm not
white people
experience.
In this. No, it's an all-black garb. Like,
you
wearing all black. I don't think you can legally say only black people.
Well, no, they do have, like, black ones where they, like, where they would market it to as only black people.
Well, I get that. But if some white people show up, I don't think you can, like...
No, you can't stop.
I don't think you can, like... Like, that kind of is like, yeah, that used to happen to us, but we don't need
we
to perpetuate that. But anyway, though, like, yeah, don't be intentionally niggerish. Like, I guess that comes to my first point, is, like, don't be passing blunts around the theater. Blunts around the theater. That's my first joint. Like, because you're going to get the movie ended. Like, you're going to get the lights turned on, and they're going to step in and try to see what's popping, man. Like, don't be that niggerish.
And this is something we talked about Lando Cal, man. Is this the first movie... When is the last movie where black people and not black people and I would say more the other side of black people showed up with regular white folks? What is the last movie that you could think of where that intermixing of people happened in one place potentially?
Django.
That's the same thing that Teddy said.
Django. Yeah.
That's what Teddy said.
Like, I went
thing.
To go see Django, and, like, Cats was, like, a little tense going in to see Django. Like, Cats was, like, looking around.
I saw at the Galleria, so
like,
it was real.
Like, yeah, so, like, it's, like, a complete mix. Like, the last three movies, the last two movies besides, I think Black Panther's going to reset that bar. But I think that the last two movies that have been, like, this, like, we out here for it is last year, Get Out was one that, like, everybody black was like, I got to get there to go see it. I don't think it was as pre-hype as this one is.
It took a while too, though, for that to be kind of turn around too, for it to be that kind of movie.
Right. But you know, it became an essential. Like, you needed to see that. The one before that was Django, and then the one before that was American Gangster.
American Gangster. That's a good floor amount of people. Yeah, different people at one time.
American Gangster was one, but I'm just talking about just for black people. I'm talking about like everybody got up to go see American Gangster.
Yeah.
You know, and I think to a certain, even though it was more, it wasn't geared towards us, Girls Trip recently had like their mobilized black women too.
Yeah,
but like,
this
is going to be a different thing. Like, I can't wait to see the opening weekend box number on this.
They predicted 190.
That's going to be wild. That's Star Wars numbers, dog.
Yeah, man.
That's Star Wars numbers.
I mean, dude, that like you got people dressing up. They got everybody doing the whole nine. I have a Kufi. I'm wearing African hat and an African hat.
I'm wearing the Black Panther mask, though, on top of the skull.
Oh, no. I got the full shawl. I have the whole thing, but I'm going to.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, no, oh, dude, I'm gonna take pictures. My goal is to take pictures with white people.
Mm-hmm.
Like random white people, that's like, hey, can you take a picture with me?
White people gonna have that same thing on though, and then you gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
Like the episode of Fresh Prince where
white people about to be showing up in this.
Gym. No. Like the episode of Fresh Prince where Hillary had the wardrobes from the motherland.
Yes,
and white people modeling all the motherland outfits. But I would say next, white people, don't go after 8:30 the opening weekend.
You know what? I want this is a, this
no,
has, this has
no,
an opportunity
no,
to be.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no,
has
no.
An opportunity
them
to
cats from UPS get off around 8:00.
Wait a minute. You're about to go into your spin of the cats that we need to keep white people away from. The cats that work at Jiffy Lube.
Cats that work at UPS, FedEx, Mother's Fish.
Oh,
if he getting off his ship at Mother's Fish, he got a little bit of a tint of curves mixed with a little bit of fish grease,
yeah.
Then that's the guy that you may need to move away from. I know it's gonna be packed. You need to move away from that brother there, though.
Yeah. All right,
and if anybody also is saying, "What up, cuz?" and he stands up and puts his arms out, this man, he's telling you that
you
need to move
anybody,
your seats, white
people. If you hear anybody stand up, like look back into the theater, like "Scoop," white people, come back on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Leave. Leave the theater.
Like, theaters, like AMC, we should have been petitioning. We should have been doing this. Now it's too late. We should have been petitioning theaters have emergency escape paths for white people.
So at the emergency exit places where you can go back and get your refund. Like,
yes.
It's a guy right there with your little thing. Here's your refund. You can come back tomorrow. It's at 12 o'clock.
Like, when it's too scary for a little kid, it's like, hey, we got to get them out of here.
We got a free refund.
What's your next thing?
My next one is going to be, please, women, don't not be screaming loud random times with Michael B. Jordan.
Because
he's going to probably take his shirt off.
I didn't realize Michael B. Jordan had it like that for the chicks out here.
You didn't know that?
I didn't realize that they was like all the way.
You didn't see that backlash he got for just having a Hispanic chick he was with in the picture?
Yeah.
At Thanksgiving or something like that?
I didn't know. I didn't know that he had the culture in the palm of his hand. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, man, we're going
to
talk
about... We got a request from some girls to do a guy bracket.
No, that's going to be next, man. And I do think we should curate this, though, too. Because we're going to have to chime in and be like, no, the streets ain't... Because, no, with anyone that watches our bracket, make sure you go to bracket5.com. Put in... It's in the top 20 brackets on the website now.
Phenomenal.
Please just go in there and vote. But we also learned that Stacey Dash is way more hated than we thought.
Can't wait to see.
She is having a time with the bye right now.
Can't wait to see that.
This is like the 2 seed having problems with the 15 seed
is,
from Loyola
Coppin
Mary.
State. This is Coppin State versus South Carolina we got going on.
That's exactly what it is.
What, all right, so my next thing is this. Hey, y'all, don't go up in this joint and like be mad at white people for showing up, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is legitimately, like, a thing that we need. Like, how long have you been Black Superman or been Black Batman or something like that? Like, hey, this is just it. T'Challa for the people, dog. Like, this is it. So, don't be mad at white people for embracing this movie. Like when you got those people to get mad at Obama for not being doing enough for black people, yeah. Whatever the hell that means. Like, this movie is an opportunity to do a lot for everybody. And to branch off of that, my next point is, don't be mad when the next Avengers, isn't Black Panther Part 2.
Because all the secret things at the end where they showed the extra credits and things like that, but in the back end...
Like, the next movie's gonna come out, and Thor and Captain America and Iron Man and all of them have to get their screen time.
Right.
Don't be walking out like, man, Black Panther should have been in that movie.
He was on there 20%.
He was only in there for about... I counted it, man. He was only in there for about 20, 30% of the movie. I'm like, yo, that's a lot.
Right, exactly.
I guarantee you, Doctor Strange ain't getting that much, or Ant-Man ain't getting that much love.
Look, No.
You know,
definitely, with Black Panther, they saying is allegedly going to be leading the Avengers going forward.
Yeah,
he got the money and he got all the technology.
Well, and he led the Avengers in the comic book
for
a while until Captain America came back.
White people, this is for you as white people. Please, do not turn around and say shush to anybody in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to let these black folks talk.
Mm-mm.
Let these black folks be engaged and hype. Because it can be some issues. Because now if people have missed the first couple of annotations of not bringing Hennessy. Some of you may bring your Hennessy still. They may bring in some joints. They may be lit and ready to go. So you just need to keep yourself on an even keel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just take that L. This is not one of them, like, turn around, like, shh, do not do that. Don't get upset. Potentially, if someone's kicking your seat because they laugh and they turn around high-fiving somebody. This is going to be a party for black people. This is going to be a party.
Yeah, this is a big thing.
You are invited to a party, though, a black people party. It's the first time you've ever been to a black party.
This use all the rules engagement that the good brothers over at Very Smart Brothers laid out for how to survive a black barbecue.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, use all of those rules, white people. I'm just going to defer you to them. Those are good guys over there. They do good work. I'm going to defer you to look this up on the internet. Surviving a black barbecue. That you look that up, they'll take care of you on that tip. What's the last few things?
I also have I have a lot of for white people. White people, if you have a black friend, take them with you for this experience.
That's fair.
Can
I reverse that? Black people, if you take your white friends, take one with you.
Not next weekend. Not open the weekend.
Look, I want them there this weekend.
No.
I want them there this weekend.
Because the black people are your envoy into the rest of the black people.
I'm doing this on the pretense that people are going to see it twice this weekend.
Oh, you said, okay.
I'm not going to just see it once.
No, I'm seeing it twice. I'm seeing it actually three times.
I saw Star Wars two times in one weekend just because I couldn't wait. And then because, number two, because I needed to go back and see it
see everything
time.
And get everything.
I'm going twice,
time.
Dog. Take a white person with you at least one time.
There we go. Take a white. It's like taking a kid to work.
Yeah, it's like take a kid to work day. Take a white friend to see Black Panther Day.
There you go. Do you have any more though, man? We might be able to wrap it up.
I'm gonna say a few things before I finish it up. I'm gonna say a few things that I do want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see people enjoying this and really getting out and appreciating. Buy that book. You know what I'm saying? Pre-order that DVD.
The Tiny House Coast run.
I've got number one. I got number one, and it's a hell of it because the art in that joint is.
Oh, the art is stupid,
crazy dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, embrace this hero. Don't just let it be a one off. You know, we got a good way of like embracing stuff until it ain't cool no more,
and then dropping it.
Yeah, like there's gonna be three of these movies. So you know what I'm saying?
He's on contract for 5-6 movies.
Yeah, so like you know that's what's up. Like you know. Embrace this movie because it opens up doors, you know, that allows other things to happen. Like, I don't care how you feel about DC movies, I want a Cyborg movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got an opportunity right here
Black
to show.
Lightning, you got Black Lightning TV show right
there. Yeah. Like, we've already opened up their doors and shown that possibility of those things. So now it's just about going out and supporting it, but following through and, like, supporting it, like, all the way through.
Oh,
so.
Also, black people, just have fun. Like you said, have fun. Have fun in there, too. You know, have a good time. This is a special time. In cinema history, I mean, Blade was the first one, and that was hype when I went to see it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't actually see the first Blade in theater. I saw the first Blade on DVD, and then the second Blade, it was like, oh snap, we in there.
Yeah.
And have fun with the soundtrack. The soundtrack is dope.
Oh man!
Embrace this time that we have here, and also black people don't be nitpicking, going there and be like, "What is she? They should have had Malcolm X poster in the corner." Because, you know, Malcolm X was the first one to bring African-American studies to America. Don't be like that. Which is true, though.
I got dizzy as hell.
I mean, in theory, supposedly that he is the one that brought African-American. When he died, a lot of people start wanting to get into the studies but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, twice, too. But we can talk about that. We can talk about that.
Yeah, so make sure you have a good time at Black Panther. It should be a fun time. Enjoy yourself.
And take the guidance and the rules of your good friends here at the scenario about what to do. Hey, man, this is a golden era for black people right now. Yeah. Like, half the White House has been exposed shouldn't even be in the White House. The Patriots lost the Super Bowl. The NBA All-Star Game is this weekend. Mm-hmm. Two new pairs of Jordans dropped this weekend and Black Panther. Yo. Oh, what a time.
What a time to be alive.
To be alive.
What a time to be alive.
And vote in your brackets.
Yes, vote in those brackets. Make sure you go to those brackets. Vote, vote, vote.
And keep voting, because this is a four-round
experience. Yeah. And you can put your email in there when you vote. You can put it in there where it reminds you when the next round is. Appreciate y'all for listening. A little quick thing, what you need to be doing going to Black Panther. Also, do bring some chicken, though. I will say that, but don't bring a whole bunch.
Yeah, all right, so here's my thing.
Watermelon, too.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with you bringing some VSOP, some hen, whatever you want to bring.
No
just
backpack.
Just bring a pint, though, yo.
Yeah, you ain't got to bring the hen.
No pint. Like, you don't need need to handle a hen. You don't need the big crown.
And not eight plastic cups and you just pass them out to random people in there.
Yeah, they don't need that. If you want to bring some gin and juice, you want to bring some gin and juice, bring some gin and juice. Let's you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just imagining this whole thing looking like the International Players Club video. Like, that's my thing. That's what
I'm imagining it like the In Living Color episode where they had the new theater where you could talk it and kick it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning this whole thing, and it was only like a couple Jim Carrey and Kelly Cofield, a white couple, comes into the theater on accident. Like, they had to escort them out because they wanted to tell people to shush.
Yeah, like, yeah, calm down.
Yeah, y'all need to leave.
Everybody be peaceful. Everybody be love. Enjoy this. This is a once in a lifetime
thing.
It can happen again, but it only happens for the first one time. You know what
appreciate y'all for listening as always. We out of here. Have fun at Black Panthers weekend. Make sure you go out and support. Shout out to Ryan Coogler, man. That dude is so Bay Area. Like, he's super Bay, man. Not fuck with people from the Bay. Love the Bay. Shout out to my people in Jack London Square. Y'all know that. Peace.